ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 18 लॉर्ड बालराम स्लेज द डीमन प्रलंबा टेक्स्ट नंबर 13। क्वाचिन चिन्वित्यत्सु चन्येसु घायकाव वरकाव स्वयं ससंग सतु महाराजा सारु सारु इति भारिनाव। Something after this. While the other boys were dancing, O King, Krishna and Balaram would sometimes accompany them with song and instrumental music. And sometimes the two lords would praise the boys, saying, very good, very good. Next verse, 14. Kvachit bhilvai kvachit kumbai kvacha malaka mushtabi Asprasya Netra Bandhadyai Kachin Mrigga Kagehaya. Sometimes the coward boys would play with bilva or kumbha fruits, and sometimes with handfuls of amalaka fruits. At other times they would play the games of trying to touch one another or trying to identify somebody while one is blindfolded. And sometimes they would imitate animals and birds. Purport. Srila Sanatana Goswami explains that the word adyai by other such sports indicates such games as chasing one another and building bridges. Another pastime would occur at noon while Lord Krishna was taking rest. Nearby, the young cowherd girls would be passing by singing, and Krishna's boyfriends would pretend to inquire from them about the price of milk. Then the boys would steal yogurt and other items from them and run away. Krishna, Balaram, and their friends would also play games in which they would cross the river in boats. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur further explains that the boys would play with fruits by throwing a few in the air and then throwing them and then throwing others to try to hit them. The word Nitra Bandhu indicates a game in which one boy would approach a blindfolded boy from behind and place his palms over the blind folded boy's eyes. Then, simply by the feel of his palms, the blindfolded boy would have to guess who the other boy was. In all such games, the boys put up stakes for the winner, such as flutes or walking sticks. Sometimes the boys would imitate the various fighting methods of the forest animals, and at other times they would chirp like birds. So here we're getting a description of the pastimes of the Lord and his devotees in the spiritual world. When Lord Varaha, as described in the Bhagavatam, when Lord Varaha, when he left this world, it's described that he went back to the spiritual world where there is a constant festival. We all like festivals, just like we have Ram Nomi coming up, big festival. So the spiritual world, it's a constant festival. Nice place, very nice place. It's Vaikuntha. This world is Kunta. Always some type of anxiety. Spiritual world, Vaikuntha, no anxiety. Everybody is just absorbed and engaged in wonderful pastimes with Krishna. So this is actually our natural position, is to be with Krishna in the spiritual world. But in this world, people are trying to enjoy separate from Krishna. See, the Prabhupada calls them outlaws. They don't want to serve Krishna. So they come to the material world trying to enjoy Krishna's property, stealing Krishna's property. So they're outlaws. So the purpose of this human form of life is to again become good citizens, become devotees of Krishna. And so to do that, we have to take seriously Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada once told a devotee, he said, when you rise in the morning, you should pray to Krishna. I may die today, or I may die tomorrow, or I may die the next day. So please help me to take this Krishna consciousness very seriously. So if we want to go to this place where so many wonderful pastimes are taking place, then we have to be very serious. It's possible. We can do it. Where there's determination, it's possible. Utsaha nishtaya dharya tat karma vartana. One devotee yesterday, we were driving from the airport, and he asked, how can we be determined to continue on in Krishna consciousness? So one devotee also asked Srila Prabhupada that. And Prabhupada said, if one is not determined, then one is an animal. So that's just being a human being, is to be determined. So, and enthusiastic, we have to be enthusiastic. Even if you're not, Prabhupada said, even if you're not enthusiastic, then just act enthusiastic. Yeah. And eventually the enthusiasm will come. You don't feel like dancing, dance anyway, then you'll be inspired. So this enthusiasm is very, very important. This helps us in our Krishna consciousness. So the way to be enthusiastic is we associate with others that are enthusiastic. Just like you're all very fortunate, you have Radhanath Swami here, who is very enthusiastic to serve Krishna, to spread Krishna consciousness around the world, to inspire devotees. So you have very good association, very fortunate. And so many senior devotees here that are very nicely advancing in Krishna consciousness. So you're very fortunate to have this association. So enthusiasm, utsaha nishtya dharya tat karma vartana, patience. If we're very enthusiastic, but if we're not patient, then this can be passion. But if you have these two qualities together, very enthusiastic, but patient, very good quality. That's mode of goodness. That's the mode of goodness. We have to patiently wait for Krishna's mercy, causeless mercy. But at the same time, being very enthusiastic. Yeah. Enthusiastic ourselves and also praying for that mercy. And therefore, I think it was Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in that amazing pastime of Krishna, when Mother Yasoda was trying to bind Krishna to the mortar, 2 inches or 2 fingers too short. And no matter how much rope she would bring, 2 fingers too short. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says, that two fingers means the enthusiasm of the devotee and mercy of Krishna. Yes. So we have to be very enthusiastic and also praying for that mercy, that causeless mercy. You know, it's interesting, this word, causeless. We all know in our books, Sarva Karana Karanam, Krishna is the cause of all causes, right? But in Prabhupada's books, you'll find this word causeless 2,700 times. And I was thinking, why is this word there so much in Prabhupada's books? Causeless. Krishna's the cause of all causes. So I was asking different senior devotees, well, why is this there? And I was asking many sannyasis and senior devotees, but I wasn't real satisfied until I spoke to Dravida Prabhu, who was the editor of Prabhupada's books, one of the main editors. And he quoted a verse that answered that. Nayam atma pravityena labdo namedya nabahuna shrutena. That Krishna cannot be attained by erudite scholarship, even by much hearing, by giving very nice lectures on the Bhagavatam. But he can be attained only by those persons whom he chooses. Interesting, that's the answer. Because Krishna, he's Svarat, means he's independent. He doesn't have to do anything. I remember in the early days, there was a couple of devotees. They were determined to be pure devotees in 6 months. So they were doing everything real pukka, you know, getting up real early, chanting their rounds, and just really thinking of, you know, really just trying to think of Krishna, and just that determination to be pure devotees in 6 months. Well, it didn't happen. I mean, it was a nice try, a sincere try, but Krishna, you can't force Krishna to give himself. He's independent. Atashri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grahamindra Sevan Mukha Jivana Swayam Eva Spratita. That one cannot understand Krishna with one's blunt material senses. But when Krishna becomes pleased with one's devotional service, then he reveals himself. So, also in the Bhagavad Gita, he gives hint of who he gives his mercy to. Tesam sarakyutanam bhajitam pritipurvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam piyantite. To those who are constantly devoted to me and worship me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. So although Krishna, he's Svarat, he gives a general guideline of who he gives his mercy to. Who he gives his causeless mercy to. So we have to try to get this causeless mercy of Krishna. And then we'll be satisfied. Then it's possible to enter into these wonderful pastimes of Krishna. We have to think of Krishna. And then Krishna, he reciprocates, he'll reveal himself. Srila Prabhupada said that this process is the mental culture of Krishna consciousness. Interesting statement. The mental culture of Krishna consciousness. We have to train our mind, you know, to think of Krishna. Sometimes we've all had the experience, the mind goes off and thinking of some nonsense. And then we, you know, nonsense mind, you know, stop thinking of that. You know. Prabhupada was speaking about this, and he said, don't blame the mind. Don't blame the mind. It's you. It's coming from the soul. It's like there's the hierarchy there. There's the mind, the intelligence, and there's the soul. Right? So the mind and the senses, this is just fulfilling the desires of the soul. So we have to pray to Krishna, please purify me so that my mind will be on track. Yeah. Very sincerely pray to Krishna. Therefore, this Hare Krishna mantra, that's the prayer. Please engage me in your loving service. Please purify me so that I can engage in your loving service. So it's all about purification, to pray for that purification. Vedyam pavitram omkaram. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am that which purifies. Krishna is very pure, and however we come in contact with Krishna, we become purified. We come in contact with Srila Prabhupada, pure devotee, and we get purified. He's connected. He's got the connection. Srila Prabhupada says in one purport that the pure devotee does not have a material body because of his being connected with the spiritual energy, with Krishna. Because of the direct connection, the identical desire of Krishna. He does not have a material body because of having this identical interest of Krishna. That he doesn't have a material body because of that connection. So the more we connect with Krishna, the more we connect with Srila Prabhupada, the more we become infested also with this desire to serve Krishna. It's like Srila Prabhupada, he was so pure that people would come in contact with him, they would become devotees by that connection, that spiritual connection. It's like when Prabhupada went to America, there was an unwritten rule amongst the youth. Don't trust anyone over 35. It's the old generation. Has been. Prabhupada shows up twice that age, 70 years old, and the youth are giving their life to him. Because Prabhupada's pure devotee. Anybody can become a pure devotee. Krishna, he doesn't favor anyone particularly. We just have to be sincere. And then he gives his mercy. His causeless mercy. He'll give it. We just have to have this utsaha, nishtiyad dharya, enthusiasm, patience, and we should be very confident that the mercy will come. Rupa Goswami, he says that I have no devotion, na prema shravanadi bhakti apivayo ghostava vaishnavo jnana va subhakarma va kyarhosa japtya pyavstiva. I have no love for you, I have no intelligence, I'm not born in a good family. Basically, I have no good qualities at all. But it is said that you give your mercy to those who are most fallen. So this hope that you will give your mercy to me is burning in my heart. So he'll give his mercy. He'll give his mercy. We just have to be sincere. Continue on patiently, enthusiastically, with confidence that we will get this mercy. Utsaha nishtiyadaya tat tat karma. We should engage in activities which are favorable for devotional service. It's like it's described that there's five that are most favorable. Sadhu sangha, nam kirtan, Bhagavat Shravana, Mathura Vas, Sri Mathura, Shuddhaya Sevam. Most important is associating with devotees. It's very important. In Brazil, there's a saying that you tell me who your friends are, and I'll tell you who you are. Or we have the well-known saying, birds of a feather flock together. So this association is very, very important. Prabhupada said, I established these temples all over the world so that people could come to the temples and associate with devotees. Interesting. Huh? Association is very, very important. So sadhu sangha, nam kirtan, chanting the holy names of Krishna. This is the process in this age. Kalir doshanid hey rajan, asti hey kamahajuna, kirtana deva Krishna. That this age is filled with so many faults, unlimited faults. The main fault in the material world is that everybody's attracted to the material energy, trying to enjoy separate from Krishna. The main problem. Just like in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was two devotees, Hiranya and Govardhan, who was the uncle and father of Raghunath Das Goswami. They were very wealthy, multi-millionaires, extremely wealthy. And they were devotees also. They would maintain practically all the brahmanas in the community. Very pious, they were devotees. But when Raghunath Das Goswami escaped, he had to escape from his father, although his father is a devotee. Sometimes devotees here also have that experience. It's not easy. You get away from the parents sometimes, right? And they get very upset. But then they mostly become devotees later, right? It's amazing, the phenomenon. In India, practically like 95% of the time, first the devotee becomes Krishna conscious, the parents become upset, then they become devotees. Isn't it? Is that a right percentage, 95%? It's like amazing. So this Aranya and Govardhan, they kept on having to catch Raghunath Das Goswami. Then you find the escape. So Lord Chaitanya was very happy that he had gone to Jagannath Puri. And he said, Hiranya and Govardhan, although they're devotees, their life is like a pit, like a hole in which one passes stool. Although they're devotees, Lord Chaitanya said this. Lord Chaitanya is very heavy. That's heavy. That's a heavy thing to say. They're chanting, they're practicing. He said, but because they're thinking that there is pleasure in material enjoyment, this was their fault. Although there was some practice there, they're practicing, but still, they thought there was some happiness in material enjoyment. And then he went on to say, they're like worms in stool. You pull a worm out of stool and they'll go right back in. Lord Chaitanya is very heavy. So we should not think that there's any pleasure in this material world. Prabhupada says in one purport, one should not try to find happiness in a place where happiness is only a myth. It's a myth. It's mythology. It's not true. It's simply not true. Although propaganda is out there everywhere. There's pleasure here in this world, but no. It's a mirage. Just like in the desert, it appears like there's some water there. But it's a mirage. There's no real happiness there. Dukaliyam asashvatam. There was one yogini that went to visit Prabhupada. And she said, we're inviting you to a meeting of sadhus. And the theme is to bring happiness, health, and harmony throughout the world. And Prabhupada just started laughing. You're wasting your time. Because this material world, it's already stamped by Krishna. Dukkhaliyam Ashashvatam. It's a place of suffering. He said, just like if you take some perfume and you throw it in the toilet, does that make it a nice place? That doesn't make a toilet a nice place. Perfume smells nice, but you put it in the toilet. That doesn't make the toilet nice. Right? Nothing can make the toilet nice. Right? So nothing can make this material world nice except for Krishna consciousness. So he said, if you want happiness, harmony, and health in this world, then chant Hare Krishna. This is the only hope. Kalir, Doshanid, Hey Rajan. So many faults in this world. The leaders are cheating everywhere. Natevadu Svartha Gatinghi Vishnu, Durasya Yirbahyarthi Madhya. Do not know what is actually valuable. They don't know. They do not know that by serving Krishna, they'll become completely satisfied. But what are they thinking will give them satisfaction? Sense gratification. So they're blind. And they're being blinded by the leaders. Misleaders. Not leaders, misleaders. So if someone wants to become wealthy, then they have to take to Krishna consciousness. Just like Lord Chaitanya in the last chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Shikshashtaka verses are there. In between the Shikshashtaka verses, there's also very nice verses. Premadana vana vyata daridra jivan dasakari vitana more deha premadana. He says, if one does not have love of Krishna in one's life, then one is daridra jivan, poor soul, poverty-stricken soul. Just like there's so many wealthy people here in Bombay. But if they're not devotees of Krishna, then they're poor, poverty-stricken. But in some of these slums in Bombay, if someone is Krishna conscious, then they're wealthy. I'm sure there's some people here in the slums of Bombay that are Krishna conscious. They rise in the morning chanting Hare Krishna. I'm sure probably you know some, maybe. Yeah. So they're wealthy. So Lord Chaitanya goes on to say, my dear Lord Krishna, therefore please engage me in your service, and all I want as salary is love for you. Everybody wants something. A devotee also wants something, but nothing material. We want love for Krishna. This is what we want. It's like Lord Chaitanya, previous to that verse, he says, na dhanam, na janam, na sundring, kavitang va jagadisha kamli, mama janmani janmani sre, bhavatad bhakti ahit kitva. I don't want wealth. I don't want followers. I don't want beautiful women. This is practically all that anybody wants in this world. So you don't want that, you don't want that. What do you want? What do you want? Love for Krishna. This is what a devotee wants. Nothing less. Because nothing else will bring the satisfaction to the soul. Then love for Krishna. And this is actually in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna explains the austerities of the mind. It's like I was speaking earlier about the cultivation of the mind, cultivating the mind in Krishna consciousness. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that the austerities of the mind, the first one, mana prasadak somyatvam, satisfaction. One of the austerities of the mind is to be satisfied in Krishna consciousness. Yeah. This is Maya's kingdom. So there's so much opportunity for sense gratification. Shrota vyadi niradrinda nam santing sahasvasa apashitam atmatetvam griheshu grihamedinam. So much opportunity to think and to engage in so much material activity. Those who are materially engaged have many subject matters for hearing in human society. And therefore they're blind. They're just engaged in all these different activities. Yeah. Bewildered. So, to be satisfied in Krishna consciousness, it's not easy. Prabhupada actually said that 90% of his disciples will leave. It may be that number now. It's close, at least, because of not being satisfied in Krishna consciousness or committing offenses also. Actually, this is the main reason. Committing offenses. Be very careful. Offending devotees, offending Krishna, offending the holy name. See, the problem is sometimes we become familiar. And what's the saying? Familiarity breeds contempt. Contempt. You become too familiar with devotees, become too familiar with Krishna, become too familiar with the holy name. So we have to be very careful. So to be satisfied in Krishna consciousness, that's an austerity. Mana prasadak saumyatvam, to be honest, another austerity of the mind. Not only to be honest with others, but to be honest with ourselves. You know, sometimes we have this, due to false ego, we have this idea that I'm a very advanced devotee. You know, I should be given more respect. You know. Don't they know who I am? So sometimes we take ourselves too seriously. We should take Krishna seriously. You know, we don't take Krishna seriously enough and we take ourselves too seriously. So we should be honest with ourselves and honest with others. I was listening to a lecture, Prabhupada was speaking about this, how devotees are honest. And he said a devotee is so honest that if a thief comes to him and ask him, how much money do you have? A devotee will tell him how much money he has. That's the epitome of honesty, probably. But we have to be honest with ourselves, that we are very small. Very, very small. Krishna is very great, and we are very, very tiny. 1/10,000 the size of a tip of the hair. Very small. But the false ego gets this idea that we're something big. What's interesting is, materially, we do not even exist. Because the body is dead. We're the soul within. But spiritually, we have a very big position. Because we're the sons of God. That's big. So materially, we don't even exist because we're not the body at all. I remember I was preaching to one student at our Govinda's restaurant in Los Angeles. And I was speaking to him about this, how we're not the body, we're the soul within. And he said, aren't we just a little bit the body? Just a little bit? I said, no, sorry. 100% we're not the body. The soul within. So we're not even a little bit the body. Not at all. So the body is actually dead. Only because the soul is within it does it appear to be alive. Just like if I were to leave this body right now, the body would just fall over. Limp. Right? And then you would see the real nature of this body. Right now, you're not seeing the real nature because I'm within the body. But as soon as I leave the body, then you see. just dead matter. Just like a child. He's watching these puppeteers. You know, the puppeteers, they have their costume and they're doing their drama act. And the little kids, 2 years old, they actually, because they're talking and they're moving, and they actually think they're alive. Yeah. But then later, after the show, then they see the costume. Oh, it was just a costume. So this body is also, it's just a very sophisticated costume. Krishna makes a really good costumes. But that's what it is. It's just a costume. But we're in it longer than the puppeteer who's in his little costume. So then, what is it? What's that? Anybody know that verse? I can't remember the Mana Prasadak Somyadang Monam. Monam means gravity. And Prabhupada says in the Bhagavad Gita, the best training of the mind is gravity of thought. The best training of the mind is gravity of thought. And what does that mean, gravity of thought? It means we think of Krishna. Yeah. Don't think of Maya. Of course, it doesn't mean that we don't joke. It's not that, you know, we just walk around grave all the time, you know. Look morose all the time. No, Prabhupada was very grave. But he had an incredible sense of humor. He can be grave and also he could joke. Yeah. Shyama Sundar told me he was traveling around India and Prabhupada had him laughing. Him and all the devotees are laughing all the time. Prabhupada's so grave. But he had an incredible sense of humor. And this was one of the things that attracted devotees so much to Prabhupada. So there's Krishna conscious sense of humor also. It's like we have so many devotees here also. Wonderful sense of humor. Gauranga, he's got a great sense of humor. Govind. Such a jolly devotee. Wonderful sense of humor. But they're grave. They're very Krishna conscious. Smartavya saratang Vishnu Vishnuartavina jatuchit. So many rules and regulations throughout the Vedas. These two are the most important. Always remember Krishna. Don't forget Krishna. Monam. Mana prasadak samyat monam atma vinigraha. Another austerity of the mind. We have to control it. We have to control the mind. Mind wants to go here and there. Yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalam astaram tatastato nyamnyachat atman yevasamya. Wherever the mind wanders through its flickering unstated nature, we have to bring it back. Keep on bringing it back. Prabhupada said the mind is like a baby. Like a a 6-month-old child. They have to constantly be watched. The mothers know. They have to constantly be watched. They want to put everything in their mouth. They're always, you know, doing something, mischief. Constantly watched. So the mind is like that. It has to be constantly watched. Otherwise it gets in some mischief, so some nonsense. You have to bring it back. Yeah. Keep on bringing it back. And from reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, reading the Bhagavad Gita, we know what to think of. We know what to do, what not to do. We're so fortunate. Such nice guidance by Srila Prabhupada, by Krishna. So fortunate. But you know, devotees are not satisfied with their own good fortune. Naivod Vijaya Paradharatya Vaitranyas Tvadhirya Gayana Mahamrita Magnachit. Prahlad Maharaj, he says, I have no fear of this material. I have no problem. Because wherever I go, I'm fully absorbed in hearing and chanting your glories. But I am concerned about all the unfortunate souls out there that are engaged in this Maya Sukhaya, this illusory happiness, absorbed in illusory happiness. I'm concerned out of love for them. So this is a devotee. Yeah. Not just satisfied with ourselves. And therefore, Prabhupada said that this, that the basis of this movement is book distribution. Books are the basis. And what does this word basis mean? It means the foundation, just like this big building here. It's got a big foundation, strong foundation under it. So this society is a big society. So many devotees, now hundreds of thousands of devotees around the world. So it needs a big foundation, strong foundation. So that's book distribution. And Prabhupada said if you distribute books, if devotees distribute books, they'll be happy. And if they read the books, they'll stay devotees. So this is how to stay a devotee. Read the books, and if you want to be happy as a devotee, then distribute the books also. Because Krishna's pleased. If we please Krishna, then he'll fill us with so much happiness. Like sometimes I'm on book distribution, I'm just smiling all day long, person to person to person. It's just so nice. It's so nice giving Prabhupada's books out to others, or taking, walking away with books, giving donations. It's just so nice. I'm smiling all day. And sometimes toward the end of the day, my mouth starts hurting. Smile muscles. And I got to massage my mouth. Smiling all day long. I mean, you ever hear of anybody having a problem like that? Yeah, it's a welcome problem. Yeah, smiling all day and then you got to massage your mouth because it's starting to hurt. Yeah, so nice. Yeah? Book distribution. In the beginning, it's a little tough. Some of you may have experienced, yeah? A little tough in the beginning. But mode of goodness means bitter in the beginning, like poison in the beginning. Then it becomes just like nectar. Yeah. But mode of passion, just like nectar in the beginning. So nice. Yeah, this material enjoyment is so nice. And then it becomes poison. It's like poison. So better take the mode of goodness path. It becomes like nectar. So many devotees, I know, that distributed books for years, years and years. And practically without exception, they would always say the best years of their life was in book distribution. Well, why? It's an austerity. Book distribution, austerity. Why is it that they all say the best years? Because book distribution means you got to surrender to Krishna. And those are the nice times in life when we surrender to Krishna. Right? Because Krishna is pleased with us. Srila Prabhupada said, if one wants a comfortable life in Krishna consciousness, advancement will be very slow. And he told the devotees that he chose different leaders in his society by seeing who took the most risk to spread Krishna consciousness, who was the most enthusiastic to spread Krishna consciousness, to give Krishna consciousness to others. That was the criterion, who he made leaders. Tapo manasam ushyate, the last austerity of the mind. It's the most difficult austerity of the mind. Purity of thought, to be pure. The greatest austerity that anybody can face in life is to be pure. So, but Krishna is very kind. If we take shelter of him, he'll help us in this journey back home. He'll help us. He's very kind. He's an ocean of mercy. So on that note, is there any question or comment? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for a nice class, Prabhuji. In the beginning, you told that if you are not enthusiastic, we should act enthusiastically. So my question is, how to be act enthusiastically and also not to be a hypocrite?
And not be a hypocrite?
Yeah.
Well, let's say, for instance, Mangalarti, and you feel a little sluggish. You just don't feel like dancing. But then you get inspired by the kirtan, and even though you don't want to dance, you dance to please Krishna. So you didn't want to, but you're doing it anyway to please Krishna. So that's not, I wouldn't call that hypocrisy. Yeah, you're trying to please Krishna. You don't feel like dancing, but you do it anyway to please Krishna. So maybe you can give me an example. Can you give me an example of someone that's trying to be, he's not enthusiastic, he wants to be enthusiastic, but he doesn't want to appear like a hypocrite.
Like sometimes we want to be enthusiastic to serve someone, but the motive behind serving is something else. So there is
what?
The motive behind serving is something else. Even though he's trying to be enthusiastic in serving, but the motive might be a different. So it could it be hypocrisy, or it's just trying to be enthusiastic?
Well, he's trying to, actually this is the, Prabhupada said this is the way to become free of envy. If we're envious of someone, then the best way to overcome that envy is to serve the person whom you're envious of. Interesting, it came to mind. But if you sincerely want to please Krishna and you're just not feeling enthusiastic, then I don't think hypocrisy would be there. Yeah, its motive is that's the key thing. What is our intention? What's our motive? So we have to pray to Krishna also. Yeah. That's one of the symptoms of pure devotional service. Anya bilasita sunyam jnana karnavanavita. That one should render transcendental service under the Supreme Lord favorably without any desire for material enjoyment. Or is that, no, Savai Pungsang Pro Dharma Yato Bhaktir Hoksaje. The supreme occupational duty for all mankind is that by which one can attain to loving devotional service. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self. So to have the right motivation, that's a huge step. Not an easy step to make. So even though there may be some ill motivation, if you're sincerely trying to be enthusiastic, then Krishna sees that. Even though there's still, I mean, none of us have pure motivation. We're not pure devotees yet. So there'll always be some material motivation until we become pure devotees. That'll be there. But even though that impurity is still there, still you're acting enthusiastic, Krishna sees that. You get a plus. You become wealthier. By that endeavor, by that enthusiasm. But if you think, I don't have the right motivation, I'm a hypocrite, why even continue? And then leave. Sometimes devotees use that as an excuse. Yeah, I'm just a hypocrite, pretender. ill-motivated. What's the use? I'm not going to make it. Let me just go out and enjoy. Next life, I'll pick up where I left off anyway. That mentality is there. People use that mentality. So now better continue on. Pray for pure motivation. At least if we recognize that, that's a big step. If we don't even recognize that we're ill-motivated, then that's not good. But if we recognize that, then we pray, Krishna, please, remove this nonsense. So we got to pray like this a lot, you know. Throughout our life, we got to pray, please purify me, Krishna. Please purify me. Krishna will help. Man proposes and God disposes. Yeah. So he'll help us with our developing this pure motivation. Okay? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Regarding the mind, you were saying that we should not blame the mind. Of course, I understand that we should not blame, but I just need a little bit more clarification that I thought the idea is these impressions are there in the subtle body and that the soul is pure by nature. But it seems to understand that you were saying that these desires are coming from the soul, so therefore we should not blame the mind. I just need a little clarification there.
No, the soul is not pure. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. The soul is completely contaminated now. Material desires. And the mind is just a way to use to try to fulfill these desires that we have. The mind, the intelligence, the senses. This is just an outlet for our impure desires in the soul. No, we're not pure. The pure souls are in the spiritual world and engaged in what we see here, you know, activities with Krishna. No, we're here because we're impure. So the whole process that we're practicing now of Krishna consciousness is to purify the soul. It's covered. Avartam jnanam etena jnanino nitravayam. The wise living entity's pure consciousness is covered by his eternal enemy in the form of lust, you know, trying to enjoy separate from Krishna. It's just like iron is attracted to a magnet. But if rust collects on the iron, a lot of rust, then there's no more attraction. So it's a natural attraction, iron to a magnet. Natural, but if you get the rust on there, then there's no attraction anymore. So we're also naturally attracted to Krishna, but we're covered by this rusty lust. Yeah. So therefore the attraction is not there. So what we're doing when we're chanting Hare Krishna and hearing Bhagavatam, we're scraping that rust off. Yeah. And sometimes it's really thick on, yeah. So we gotta keep chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And that's scraping that rusty left off. And eventually, we go back to Krishna. It's a little thicker on some of us, some of that rust is a little thicker on some of us. And therefore some people come and go. A devotee asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, why do people come and they even preach nicely and they're such nice devotees and then they leave? Why? Interesting statement, Prabhupada says, because they're in the firm grip of Maya. Interesting statement. It appears like they're pure and they're nice, but actually Prabhupada said they're on the firm grip of Maya. So that's another thing, this process, it helps us become free of this grip. And what we want to do is take a firm grip the lotus feet of Krishna, lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, so we don't fall away again into the illusory energy. In 66, when Prabhupada first started the movement, so many people were coming. 66, 67. So many devotees were coming. The devotees were so happy. And then someone left. Prabhupada was very surprised. And all the devotees were very surprised. First person to leave Krishna consciousness. And they're all surprised. And then a few months later, then someone else left. Then someone else left. And eventually Prabhupada said, don't be surprised about those who leave, but be surprised about those who stay. So really, we've got to really pray to stay. To stay in Krishna consciousness. It's not an easy thing. Maya is so powerful. I remember Radhana Swami was speaking about this, Daivihesa Ganamayi, divine energy of mind consisting of the three modes of material nature, is very difficult to overcome. Radhana Swami said, this is an understatement. It's very, very, very difficult to overcome. So Maya is very powerful. But Krishna, more powerful. So we got to take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. And then there'll be no possibility of Maya pulling us away again. Okay? Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.